Premature babies, preemies, can weigh as little as 1,000 grams. And with advances in medicine, some of these tiny babies weigh even less and still survive. Yet parents still worry. Carla Ransom gave birth to daughter Alexandra 7.5 weeks early.
I was certainly very hypervigilant when bringing her home about whether she was breathing and when she was eating, and very focused on how much she was eating.
A new study shows that preterm birth can have consequences into adulthood. Dr. Geeta Swami at Duke University led the study.
Boys and girls born at the extreme premature range, which we consider 22 to 27 weeks, had a much higher chance of mortality, somewhere on the level of 9 or 10 times higher.
The researchers examined birth and death records of more than 1 million men and women, including those of some 60,000 people born prematurely. They found boys had a greater chance than girls of being born prematurely, and the researchers found higher death rates for preterm boys than for girls born prematurely, even into adolescence. Several studies show health problems related to preterm births that persist through adult life, problems such as chronic lung disease, developmental handicaps, and vision and hearing losses. Doctors say it is impossible to predict the long-term outcome for an individual preemie. Dr. Swami and others call for more research.
We need to focus our efforts on prevention and therapeutic interventions for women during pregnancy to try to prevent preterm birth.
The March of Dimes Foundation recently awarded $3.5 million to scientists trying to do just that. Other foundations also are supporting this type of research. Dr. Swami's study is in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
I've never seen that.